This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Hour number two. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. That's where you go to make the bling happen for your AR-15, OperationParts.com. Sometimes I look for a completely unbiased, as in not part of my agenda, because my agenda is pretty wide and reaching and everything. Although most of the time, it's more of a corroboration of what I believe. So in both seeking that and to get the perspective from some very, very seasoned Second Amendment proponents. Joining me again for the first time in a while is Chris Knox of the Firearms Coalition. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good afternoon to you, Bill. It's good to hear from you.
That's right. For you, it's still afternoon, isn't it? And we got to be very, very time sensitive here because you got other stuff to do. So what is it that you're thinking right now? Let's start with the low-hanging fruit. What does the Firearms Coalition think about the current national reciprocity proposals that are out there?
Honestly, I'm a little bit uncomfortable with some of them. It can be a trap. I live here in Arizona, and we have constitutional carry out here along with a permitted carry. That gives a few extra privileges after asking Mother May I. But I've got I'm a little suspicious of it, and I'm not anxious to climb on that bandwagon. I haven't seen that I'm afraid it could be a race to the bottom, and that states could decide, well, we're going to make a default restriction. And then that, as has always been the case, that CCW permit could become a general gun permit. Mm-hmm. And that's not the direction I want to see us go.
Is it not a starting point? I mean, obviously the preferred thing that we would see would be just overall voluntary national recognition. Without any sort of prompting whatsoever from the federal government. I do not want the federal government to be in charge of this, because if they turn it into a federal permit, well, then it becomes subject. And one day the Democrats will be in charge again, and they'll get their little mitts on it. So I see exactly what you're saying. But, I mean, is it not a starting point from which to build?
And that I'll agree with you. And this is one area where the other side has been smarter than the pro-gun side. We've tended to say that, you know, any whiff of compromise is a compromise of principle. And we haven't learned to stack the salami where the other side has learned to slice that salami very carefully into very thin little slices. And over the years, you know, the old proverb of the frog in the boiler, it
right.
gets hotter and hotter, and he doesn't notice. So I just think that any discussion of national reciprocity needs to be careful, needs to be we need to give it a good, thorough vetting before climbing on that bandwagon.
Well, the reason that I'm behind it, okay, mm-hmm. is that there's no reason for somebody from North Carolina to be working as a contractor and drive into New Jersey and become a felon.
Oh, I totally agree there.
And they're not going to do it.
No.
They're not going to voluntarily do it.
You got that right. And I'm right on right there with you on in that case. And up and down the East Coast, I mean, there's no legal way for somebody to drive from Virginia up to a shooting event in Maine or New Hampshire,
right?
Without running afoul of somebody's gun law, and that's even with the safe transit statute that is part of the 1968 Gun Control Act, but or that in the reformed Gun Control Act from after the McClure-Volkmer reforms, but. That is, that law has been circumvented, and at one point, New Jersey used to, if they saw an NRA sticker on your car going up and down I-95, they called that probable cause to pull you over and search your car.
Right, and I mean, now they like in Maryland, they stopped that guy, Philippidis, that they found out he had a permit based upon his car registration. He was driving to New Jersey, so he was from Florida, but he didn't have a gun with him. And they basically just about took his car apart on the side of the road just looking for the gun. Because they wanted to catch, and I mean, First Lieutenant Augustine Kim in Washington, D.C., trying to find the VA. And he had his guns in federal compliance, and they took them away from him and then defaced them after they held on to him for, what, 2.5-3 years? So these guys, they're not even going by the laws that we don't want to see in place.
Right.
So that's my only thing. I keep thinking about the time that we had to send troops or National Guard into Alabama and places like that when they wouldn't let black Americans go to college. When George mm-hmm. Wallace was standing in front of a college forbidding that, and it had to be forced. Civil rights had to be forced. And
yeah.
I'm one of those guys that I think that if you and I decide to drive up to Manhattan and you know, have a sandwich or something, we should be able to carry our guns because our rights to self-defense should not be based upon the whims of some state Democrats.
I absolutely agree with you there. And how we implement that is just where we obviously have the same destination in mind. It's how we get there. Sometimes I feel like the general in Star Wars yelling at the trap. I'm a little suspicious of some of the proposals that have been floated for national reciprocity.
Yeah.
So
coming up.
I'm not going to say it's all bad, but it's dangerous. I stepped on you, didn't I?
Yeah, that I agree with you, but at the same time, it's not going to happen voluntarily, and I'm afraid that something needs to be done so that we, because they always want to settle it in the courts, don't they? And now that we can start having some Supreme Court justice versus agenda, we might be able to get that going. We're about to go into our first break. How about tell everybody how they can find what the Firearms Coalition does?
We are at firearmscoalition.org. We are also on Facebook, and look for us there. And we're what we do is advise, and we write. We've got columns that show up in gun magazines around the country, and my brother Jeff and I both came up in this field, in this industry, and
we're going into it. Jeff, you hang on. I mean, Chris will be right back.
Go right ahead.
like a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty unlike any you're ever going to see. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. What did you and Jeff think about this recent Fourth Circuit decision?
I've got my Pepto-Bismol and my Milk of Magnesia and everything else out. I'm trying to settle my stomach over that one.
Right.
I'm looking at the Trace, which is a Brady Bunch mouthpiece, and they're saying assault weapons are not protected by the Second Amendment appeals court rules. And I would have to ask those learned judges, what then do they protect if they're going to don't protect a militia weapon? And it's beyond me how this makes any sense at all. Hopefully it will fall. Unfortunately, Heller was written with enough wriggle room that some judges have been using it to justify, because they don't understand that the AR-15 is a rifle in common use. And when Justice Scalia wrote in common use, he was talking about the AR-15 because it's the most popular rifle in America today.
Right.
That's that one is, as my late dad used to say, the Second Amendment does not protect the right to keep and bear sporting goods. And that's kind of where we come down on it.
Now, it's interesting that you mentioned the Trace, because a lot of these organizations are going to try to push this and say, well, it came out of the Fourth Circuit. And this is where I know that a lot of people like to rely on case law, and this becomes case law. It's bad case law, but it's case law. And this is where they're going to sit back and say, well, of course, we can ban all of these things we want to if only the states have the political will, and we'll stop bowing to the heel of the gun lobby and the NRA, right?
That's pretty much their line. That's how it goes. Go ahead.
No, so my next question becomes, this will be one of these things that has to go to the Supreme Court.
That's right.
And then it will become one of those things where this can make or break. Because the Supreme Court, I mean, let me ask you a question now. Couldn't Congress go to the Fourth Circuit and say, you don't have standing to do this? Couldn't the sitting president, don't all of these federal judges serve at the pleasure of the sitting president?
No, they don't serve at the pleasure of the president at all. That appointment is for life. Once they're appointed, they're there. And the judiciary is an independent branch of the government. So this is a nonsense ruling. But the only way that it can be overruled is either by rewriting the law, or in this case, because it goes directly to the Second Amendment, it's going to have to be overruled by the Supreme Court, which really gets down to why the election went the way it went this past year.
That's really too bad. This idea that we can have judicial law, as far as them writing law.
Mm-hmm.
I was under the impression that Congress can get out there and say, look, this is not something – they can definitely tell that to the Supreme Court.
They can clarify the law, but they can't – what the ruling was on whether the Maryland law violates the Second Amendment. And that ruling was looking at the Second Amendment versus the Maryland law.
Right.
Now, that law can be changed, but they're saying that, oh, well, this law doesn't, and according to this benighted circuit court, that doesn't violate the Second Amendment. And the only way that's going to get erased is to go to the Supreme Court.
But the other devil's advocate thing I'll lob your way is that, you know, With Roe versus Wade, nobody ever bumps against that because they all say, well, it's settled law because it was a, you know, it's a finding. And the Supreme Court got out there somehow the other day and they found a right to gay marriage, of all things, which I don't even know how they found that. That was purely some wizardry on their part. Isn't somebody going to have to? I'm getting tired of the jurist activism. I'm looking for. I know that there's not going to be any news organizations out there that are going to be unbiased. I'm completely okay with that. I know that there's not going to be any politicians or people out there that are not going to be biased in some way or another. Justice. I mean, the judicial system. We've got to hold their feet to the fire on that, though, don't we?
We do, and but the only way to do it is by appointing the right judges. And we've already got one, it looks like a pretty good justice in the chamber.
Right.
And I suspect that before Donald Trump, the end of the Donald Trump era, whatever this thing we're in is going to eventually be called, we're going to see at least one other and possibly two more Supreme Court judges. And that is going to be Donald Trump's legacy, which is, honestly, that's the reason that he got elected, because people recognize that.
Right. I don't know. I kind of think if Trump does a percentage of the agenda he's got going on, I mean, if he keeps on giving speeches like he did the other day and all the Democrats have got is this obstruction agenda that they've got, I think we're going to see 8 years of him. And if he gets it up to 4% or 5% GDP, I think we'll be talking about President Pence in 2024. Yeah. But, you know, I think we've got a long time. And I think that's probably why they're so obstructionist, because they know that their time is done. But I still would like to see this whole judicial activism thing. It's just a thing about me, Chris. I can't help it.
I understand. I'm right with you. But there's the way this system works. They said this is what the Second Amendment says. They didn't say that you need to clarify the law. They said the Second Amendment is they rewritten the or reinterpreted the Second Amendment in a way that's 180 degrees out of sync with what Heller really says, but they're justifying it with Heller, which is just perverse.
We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. And welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well under the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Oh, yeah, that's where you take it and make it a lot better, a lot more lethal. OperationParts.com. Talking to Chris Knox of the Firearms Coalition. Let me ask you a question. What's wrong with the Pacific? What's wrong with the West Coast? Why is the West Coast trying to become the mini New York? What's up with that?
Well, New York and San Francisco have always been pretty interchangeable.
Oh, okay.
There are parts of California that are pretty nice. It's just, I don't know, part of L.A., you know, Orange County is not bad. There's even San Diego, got all those Marines down there. And,
yeah.
But, good Lord, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I I have to go over there occasionally because I have in-laws that live there, and I don't like having to go over.
Yeah.
Just go over.
The other day they had a little entertaining thing where the some people decided to start publishing addresses and names of well, they knew the names of their elected officials, but the elected officials wanted to sort of step on that, and they actually got slapped around in court, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, are you talking about publishing the names of CCW holders?
No, this they actually were publishing the names of the politicians.
Oh, yeah. I actually like that a lot better.
Yeah, you know, I did.
I know that in San Diego there was I'm wrong. It's maybe Ventura County. They actually were talking about publishing names of the newspaper, filed a FOIA, and got the names of CCW holders. There's not many of them in California. I think they had like 600 in this entire county, and they published them. A New York newspaper did the same thing several years ago, and it's an invasion of privacy. But and publishing the names and addresses of politicians, those people are your elected servants, by the way. They are not your leaders. They're servants.
Right.
Treat them as such. Keep them in line. That's my view.
Well, and it's my view, too. But, I mean, for the longest time, that their view has been that gun owners shouldn't have any right to privacy, that they should, you know, they should be able to walk in on you and on all these things. Mm-hmm. And some of these laws they seem to be passing, and I don't know how many they've actually passed on the left coast out there, but they're always out there talking about safe storage and this, that, and the other. Nobody really understands what that means when safe storage becomes mandated, for example. What does that mean? When they say safe storage is mandated now, what is that code for?
What that means is they've taken the 1950s storage mantra of storing ammunition separate from guns and both under lock and key. And so by that view, there's no such thing as there's no place for a defensive weapon, which... Again, that's the whole point of the Second Amendment is not sporting goods. It is defense of self, home, family, and community. And that's the way that is. But there are some folks that really want to be able to, have their view represented, shall we say.
Yeah. It also sort of means that if in order to make sure that you're complying, that they can come in on you anytime they want to, right?
That has been, that position has been put forward. I know that in California there was a guy that was, this is probably 20, 30 years ago. Guy was cleaning his gun, cleaning a .22 rifle in his apartment, had a door open and a window open. You know, it was a nice day, door was open. Somebody saw him, and the law came in, and they proned him out right there in front of his apartment because, you know, man with a gun. And there you go.
At his house.
Yep.
Which, yep. Wouldn't you think that would be okay to have a gun at your house? They don't want you to carry it anywhere else, but...
That's, again, to that mother may I mentality that you have to follow their rules or else. And they've got a great big stick that determines the or else. And there's nothing quite so dangerous. It's stayed out of control.
Do you think the voting populace has come to understand the way gun control works and they've decided they don't like it anymore? Because it seems like the states that have a lot of it are just getting more and more of it. And it seems like the states that, you know, there's more permitless carry states now than there's ever been. And there's, there's 10 or 15 that have it on the books to talk about it this year. And a lot of these, like my state, I have reciprocity, I think, with 33 or 35 states pretty much anyway. So that's most of the United States. It seems like rights are coming back, and at the same time, these other guys are doubling down. Are they going to become like these blue islands where nobody's going to live?
Well, that's kind of what you got. I mean, look at a landmass map of how it went, red and blue, and there's just these little blue archipelagos that are shrinking.
Right.
But within those archipelagos, they're doubling down on everything. I've cut this board off 5 times, and it's still too short. And never occurring to them that they're going the wrong direction.
Yeah. I'm friends with a guy that used to be the primary expediter, because in New York, to get a permit, you have to hire an expediter. It's a cottage industry in New York City. And my goal is to carry a gun in Manhattan, which that's why I was asking about the Hudson Bill and everything. I want to go up there, and he said he's going to buy me a big steak, and I want to be armed while I'm eating this steak. But that's my goal.
A great bucket list item. I like that.
Do you like that? Yeah. So that's why I'm pushing for some of this stuff. But I'm watching these guys double down on it and everything. I saw Christie. Well, you know what? We've only got about a minute. So I want you to think. Did you see what Christie did the other day in New Jersey?
No, there's no telling. He's a rhino, though.
Okay. Well, I'll get you the details for that when we get back. My guest this hour is Chris Knox. He's with the Firearms Coalition, which is sort of a loose guerrilla group. The Firearms Coalition, they've got members like Gun Owners of America, Grassroots North Carolina. I mean, Grassroots North Carolina in North Carolina. Paul Vallone, when he walks around, he's like E.F. Hutton. And all of this loose affiliation is what makes them as strong as they are. And supporting them is a worthy thing, because nobody's doing it full time. Well, maybe Jeff Knox is doing it full time, but Chris Knox would like to do it full time. So last time when we go, when we come back, we're going to put out how you can help out the Firearms Coalition. If that is something you'd like to do, we will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, indestructibility, the warranty that you're probably never going to use. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Joined again by Chris Knox of the Firearms Coalition. I couldn't find anything on Chris Christie. I thought I saw it. I don't know where to find it. So what do you think about the Hearing Protection Act? Is that going to pass?
It could. I would love to see it go. And it's the first crack in the 1934 Firearms Act, National Firearms Act, which also taxes machine guns virtually out of existence. But what I'd really like to see is there is a, and you caught me flat-footed, I don't know the bill number or what the name of it is, but there is a move afoot to remove the wretched language from the National Firearms Act and the Gun Control Act, sporting purposes.
I don't know what that's called either, but I did see that. Yeah, yeah. I would like to see that as well. I'd also like to see the Hughes Amendment get done away with.
Absolutely.
I don't know why it's better to have an older fully automatic rifle than it is to have a newer fully automatic rifle. And given the fact that nobody ever uses those things in crime, I don't understand why they wouldn't, you know, they'd still be under the NFA, right? It just, that would just remove that whole, that arbitrary 1986 thing, right?
That's correct. The Hughes Amendment was passed along with the Firearms Owner Protection Act. The general consensus is that somebody made a deal in the back room, and they got that in there, but there are no crimes with full auto, and if a bad guy ever comes after me, God forbid, I just hope that he's bringing a full auto machine gun because he's going to be out of ammunition before he knows what he's doing with it.
I mean, when I was in the military, we in live fire exercises, we trained semi-automatic.
Yep.
And that's still pretty much doctrine. I know people that have served, and that's still pretty much doctrine, because the fact of the matter is that the M16, M4 platform is not the best fully automatic weapon out there that is man portable. The AK platform is much better at it, but you're still giving up something in accuracy. You can only carry so much ammunition with you, so you better make sure each one works pretty good when you send one down range. So, because it is a finite supply that you have there.
As they say out at the Cactus League, you can't miss fast enough to win.
Right. Do you think the resistance? Because I've seen some of the most ridiculous statements based on this. I heard the other day the sound a gun makes in order to not have the Hearing Protection Act pass. The sound the gun makes is a part of gun safety because that way you know where the gun is being fired from.
I saw that one and it was hilarious because they're saying, oh, without this, we won't be able to use the shot locators. Yes, it will. A silencer does not make the gun silent. And once again, the other side just demonstrates that they fear and loathe guns so much that they won't learn anything about them. And because honestly, if they do, they become soft. Their resistance to guns becomes, God forbid, they might understand them and maybe stop being afraid of them. But we can't have that.
Well, I mean, the Hearing Protection Act, I mean, that is one of the most accurately named bills out there simply because what it does is it knocks about a suppressor, knocks about 30 decibels off of the sound of a gunshot. It's still loud. It's still 130 decibels. But that is not where it's going to damage your ears. But even in that, you should still be wearing, you know, ear pro and all that other stuff. But that is also, I mean, in Europe, they're a rule of thumb. If you're going to fire a weapon in Europe, the hunters, they got plenty of hunters in England. They have, if it's a center fire rifle, they have to have a can on the end of them. I see it all the time. And you can buy those at Ace Hardware.
Yep. Have to put a muffler on it, just like a muffler on a dirt bike.
Yeah.
If you don't have it, it makes an annoying noise. And for a house gun, for a defensive gun, if you shoot a gun inside, you touch off your 9mm or your 45 inside the house, you're going to be saying, huh, for the next week. And that's just fact of life. Now, there are things worse than that, but that's a fact. And if you're in your car and you let one off, it's going to damage your ears.
Yeah.
And it'll probably do it even with the can on.
Yeah.
But it attenuates. It minimizes the harm.
Do you think they're resisting it because they're afraid this will... I mean, most of them don't even know what the NFA does. When they see anything that regulates guns is good in the eyes of a gun grabber. But, I mean, like the whole short-barreled rifle thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even a 7-inch AR-15 with a 7-inch barrel... It is impossible to conceal. It's like trying to conceal, I don't know, a car bumper under your coat or something. I mean, it just is done.
Yeah, and the reason they don't like it, the real reason they don't like it is because it's a crack in the foundation, and it's really one of the foundational gun laws, and if the fear on their side, and I think they are correct in this fear, is that once that crack shows up in that dam, then more cracks will appear and more, and God willing.
I have also seen, now you've got the FASTER program coming out to Colorado, and I've seen this new thing that's popping up where, just like they said anywhere else, now in Colorado they're saying, do we really want the teachers to have... I mean, the teachers are not Rambo. They're not police officers. And, you know, Laura Carno's out there. She's going to be pushing this stuff, and it's going to go the right way. And it's already wildly successful in Ohio. They're just... It's the drum they beat is constant, and it makes no noise, doesn't it? I mean, it's just becoming one of those things where they're becoming less and less relevant.
It's... fear and loathing, it's irrational fear and loathing, of an inanimate object. It's a psychological condition. Jeff Cooper was right when he coined the word hoplophobe.
I love that. I love using it. Whenever I use it, there's such a look of confusion in people's faces. You know,
it makes a whole lot more sense than the word homophobe. So there we are.
No, anyway, I like assigning that to him because it really is a disease. It's a irrationality. Every time I think of that term, I think of that journalist Gersh Kuntzman, who supposedly went and triggered 3 shots on an AR-15 and then went straight into PTSD. I think
And all the people that sent him pictures of little girls shooting AR-15.
I'd forgotten that it happened. Yeah, that was pretty humorous. But, you know, they are, after all, the gift that keeps on giving. Now, listen, in the remaining time we have, Firearms Coalition. It is not a profession. Tell them how they can help Firearms Coalition.
We are more a state of mind than an organization. We are the... Our father, Neil Knox, was the founder of the Firearms Coalition back when the NRA got on the wrong side of an armor-piercing bullet bill, and things were going the wrong way back in the 80s. And Dad used the Firearms Coalition to call the NRA to task and to really help turn them around. Neil Knox was the architect of the modern NRA. I can show you chapter and verse, and I've got a book that is a collection of his writing from through the 80s, actually reaching back to 66. And but the Firearms Coalition, firearmscoalition.org, is where to find us. You can also find us on Facebook. Our, as Dad said, we're more of a state of mind than an organization. We are there to advise, to guide, to analyze, and to kind of hopefully pour cold water on things that need to be settled down, and maybe to heat up things that need to be brought to light. So that's kind of what we do.
We're going into hour number 3. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Bill, it's my pleasure.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at aliengearholsters.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.